Get ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or you can email us at the Seed Sowers Ministry 18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
Galatians chapter 5 and verse 24. Is Isaac going also? Okay. I don't like to see some of the major brothers going. This well. Are you there? Are you there? Read. Go on, my dear.
And they that are Christ
have crucified the flesh. Don't miss this. Galatians 5:24. Don't miss this. Take it again.
And they that are Christ.
See King James apostrophe S. Is it not there? They that are Christ. Is that not so? Alright, so other translations will help us. Finish it, my dear.
With the affection and love. And if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
Thank you. There, another translation, please. NIV. No, not yet. You see that? So what King James called Christ, apostrophe S, is the
And those who belong to Christ Jesus.
Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified persons, the flesh.
With its passions and desires.
What? They that belong to Christ. Is it they that belong to Christ will crucify the flesh? Have. Believe the Bible. Do you belong to Christ?
Yes,
don't say it as if you are not sure. Do you belong to Christ?
Yes,
you have. Don't say, but this is the Bible. I have crucified the flesh. Where? When Christ died on the cross, your flesh was crucified. That truth is what the devil does not want you to constantly know. They that belong to Christ have. I have crucified the flesh. Look at this. They that belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with, oh Lord. We can't move like this. Alright, another translation? It's English.
Those people who belong to Christ Jesus have killed their own human power.
They have killed their own human power.
On his cross. They have killed it. So that it does not make them kill anything anymore.
No. It's their personal conviction. We don't do that. It's not to speak it. Well, no, you speak the word. No. Your personal convictions, brothers, the Lord be with you. We don't raise disciples like that. Every disciple is raised according to his personal convictions. We don't raise disciples by telling them what to do. We raise them by telling them to watch our lives and stay with their convictions. We need to do something about it. It's strange. I've got someone that speaks to you. That text is canceled. No, it's not in the scripture. Oh, don't let us go into another place.
Jesus.
But I will show you now from Jesus said, I have power to lay down my life and to take it. Even the Father did not force me. You don't raise any life by telling them what to do. You tell them to watch you and go with their convictions. He told the disciples, do you also want to go away? Peter said, where shall we go? Stay with your conviction as you walk with me. When Jesus rose from the dead, Thomas was absent. He wasn't there. So when he came back and joined the brethren, they said, look, all this, Thomas is a scientist. He works by empirical formulas. He said, look, all this discipleship we did for 3.5 years, I know, Mauricio, if I don't see the proof, I've been managing with you people. If I don't see the proof, Jesus has to appear to that scientist. Touch it. When he talks, he said, my Lord and my God. So have you formed your convictions now? I tell you, because you see me, you believe. Blessed are they which have not seen but believe. Stay with your convictions. That's how we raise men who conquer nations. Don't raise people by just hear the Lord. I won't want to say. You see, we the move of God has started. It's like a small, you know, he spoke to Elijah by his still small. You will not know that's the voice because it's still. It looks like, what are you doing? But if you people stay on this, it will cover Niger. I know what I'm saying. I was telling Joseph, where's Joseph now? Are you going also? So brothers, don't, you are not a sinner for going. Brothers, you are not unserious because you want to go and write a test. No, at all. You know your heart is here, but follow your heart. If I start my examples, it will not help. Let's leave that. I'm a student who I saw miracles on campus. Let's just leave it. So do you understand? So they that are Christ have. Now let me tell you. Oh Lord Jesus. Do you know Galatians 5:9? He said, these are the works of the flesh. Oh, why are you looking at that? These are the what? Or you want to pray on the matter we raise? Or let's just pray every prayer you want to pray. Pray. Lord, make me a disciple that has convictions strong enough to conquer nations. Convictions strong enough to conquer places. Make me a disciple that has convictions strong enough to withstand any pressure. That I grow myself and build myself. I watch examples, yes. But I can grow myself and found my convictions. We ask disciples to watch our life. You say, watch me. As I live, watch. You form your convictions. So when I'm no more there, they are your convictions, not that they are things I told you to do. This is what makes people to backslide when you're not there. They will compromise when you are not there. Because when they were with you, they didn't form their convictions. You always hear them watching. Pray your prayer. You better pray very well. Today is the final day. See, prayer is powerful. You don't know when you are praying, anything can happen. Because prayer is between us and the Father. Any disciple who has no personal conviction cannot have continuation of Christian life. No conviction, no continuation. You will backslide easily. You will be a retreat Christian. When we are in retreat, you are on fire. When you are away, you are not, there's nothing again. Because you have no personal conviction. You better pray. Make me a disciple who forms my own conviction from the word of God. From the godly examples I'm seeing. My convictions are formed and I can conquer any place. 2 more minutes. Maybe that's one of the things the Lord wants us to hear. To raise men who can conquer any place, we labor on their convictions. We labor, it's their conviction we labor. Who do men say I am? Who do you say? Who do you say? Your personal revelation is important to your spiritual growth. When anybody speaks against this work and what you are doing, these are the disciples who answer them. As you know, we have a pastor. It's not because God has also told us, we have a personal conviction on this matter. That's why if you raise people who don't follow you without following Christ in you, because there are people who just follow you because they benefit some knowledge from you, they get books from you, they get counsels from you. When they are built enough, they go and they leave you because they have no personal conviction about what they are doing. Thank you, Lord. Let's put our hearts together now. Put your hands together. Our Father, we ask that you will help us in the name of Jesus. So let's continue. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. How does King James put it? What King James? Affections and lust. Is that not what King James put it? Read it for me, please. They that are what? That are Christ. Right?
With the affections and
lust. I love old King James. You know why? New King James call it passions and desires. I love old King James. So let's do that, please, quickly. The flesh itself is the flesh. But listen, though, the flesh. Oh Lord, can you get this? So you will get it in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at your body. Just look at it. What's that? What's that?
Flesh.
What about your bone? Is he also part of flesh?
Yes,
huh? What about your bone? Is it part of flesh?
Yes,
no. She said yes, sir. Who else thinks he's a no? You see that, guys? It's like bone is bone, flesh is flesh. So don't let us mix the two. Some of these sisters are confused. Let me come to the brothers. Look at your flesh. Is the bone part of your flesh? So he said no. Bone is bone, flesh is flesh. Is that not so? In this realm, bone and flesh is different. In the Bible term, your bone and your flesh is the same. There's no time for me to speak on that one. But please listen. When God went to the dust, everything that he got, that you see here, he got it from where? Don't ask me what he used to do, bone. Whether it's a stick he used, don't ask me. God was not there. You were there? I was in there. So whether he used a stick and he molds sand, don't ask me, I'm just thinking. Are you with me? He shall from here. Let me ask, does God have bone? You say no. Do you know? But if I want to speak by the Bible, does he have bone? Is he a robber? So you see that bone and dust here is what you call the flesh. All of that. You see, there are Bible language for this. When Andre Cesaria, when God first made the dust from the ground, when he put this container, the Bible didn't call it flesh. Bible calls it body. He formed the body. That's why in Corinthians he said, your body is the temple. He didn't call it your flesh. You see, some things I cannot, if I need to explain it, but there's no time to explain it. Write it down. Ask Brother Matthew, he will give you the answer. When the Bible language is, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Yes, in this our realm, your body comprises of flesh, muscles, blood, bones. Are you with me now? We know that. So, when they say, eat the flesh of that chicken, you will eat the flesh and not break the bone. You know, because it's the flesh. Even if you go to the Old Testament, you say, take the flesh, don't break the bone. But the Bible calls all this your body, where the Holy Spirit dwells. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So the Holy Spirit is interested in your body. But immediately when Adam fell, a strange name was now given to this body. What's the strange name?
Yes.
Thank you. God has helped us this morning. I don't need to waste time. I thought you wouldn't get it. So the fall brought the flesh. Galatians 5:19. These are the works of the... They are not the works of the body. Ah, Jesus. Are you following me? Nod your... See, when you are hearing God's word, nod it well, because it will help me. Don't just nod it up. You know, I'll still be doubting if you didn't get it. Do you understand?
Yes,
he gave us a body. Jesus and priest aspire. So Jesus had a body. He did not have the flesh. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Because if he has the flesh, the works of the flesh are this.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, a body thou hast prepared for me. Not a flesh, a body. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So now you what redemption does is to give you back a body without the flesh. Wish is looking at me. Look like Uncle Shah should be going in. Sorry, let me go from back a little bit. The Bible language. I love this keyboard. This is one of the first keyboards I've seen. God bless you, Brother Matthew. You have good brothers here. Sorry, but I want to use you as an example. Alright? This brother has a container. This is his container. And his container comprises of flesh in this realm, this one. Where we are, you will say flesh, bones, muscles, and all of that. Are you with me now? But in heaven, what they see is a body. Where the real man can stay. Anytime you see the Bible now says the flesh, they are referring to when this man, the real man Adam, was lost, this body operated now by a principle called flesh. See, I will have gone back to Genesis again. You will see it. Flesh, 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 flesh. But there's no time. This flesh, so every time the Bible says flesh, 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 the flesh, you are talking about a nature that is now in the fallen Adam. Are you with me? Quickly, let's go to Galatians 5:19. Sit down, brother. Read if you are there. Read if you are there. See that? Now the works of the flesh, not the works of the body. If it's the works of the body, now if the body is the flesh, Jesus came in that same exact body. He should manifest the flesh. Do you understand? Ah, Holy Spirit. Do you understand? If Jesus came in, this is not the flesh. This, I'm not carrying the flesh. I have a body. I'm not carrying the flesh. I have a body. I'm not carrying the flesh. I have a body. I'm not carrying the flesh. This is, I'm telling you, may God open your eyes. I told you, Joseph, right? I said, if we finish this retreat, and you don't go back personally to stop. You see, Brother Ngar has explained, you need your personal revelation. You need to see that alone now. Because there may be deeper things I didn't explain that the Holy Spirit will explain to you. And now can you say, let me call you by your name. Then I have some peculiar issues I wanted to tell you. But I can't say it in that meeting. So the body is what God made the body. Jesus had a body. But the fallen nature of man made the body to have a principle within it called the flesh. Do you understand? Now the works of the flesh are made manifest.
Which are these?
Adultery. So when you are seeing flesh, see flesh. In King James Bible, give me a simpler version. I like NIV. What's that? Yeah.
Now the works of the flesh.
Don't stress yourself.
Fornication.
I said, no. The works of the flesh are what?
Plain.
You don't need to be going about to say, where is the work of the flesh? It is plain. You may say, no, I don't have fornication. Let's go on.
Fornication, impurity, licentiousness.
Ah, that's grammar. Sit down. I need the version that is sent. NLT. You see now, when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, that's the flesh.
Your life will produce this evil.
Your life will produce this evil results.
Immorality.
You see that? Whether on phone, whether whatever, it will produce it. Yes?
Evil and impure thoughts.
Eh?
Impure thoughts.
One of our brothers asked me, yes, they say, what do you call impure thoughts? Let me cite it. And I like that, brother. I said, sir, you mentioned that one of your problems was impure thought. What do you call impure thought? I didn't say any thought that is not pure. No, that's too general. Impure thought is any thought. Joseph, where are you going again? Any thought that is not in line with the word of God. Not just any thought that is not pure. So what are they? Number one, I was explaining to that brother, I said, before, now, not now, the Lord has taken over that after many years. I cannot see a lady, I will offer her clothes, and she's seated. Whether we are in church, whether we are anywhere. All kinds of stupid thoughts. Too nasty to talk about. I described for that brother yesterday. Number two, I can be traveling, I will just say, what if the tire burst? And with some assault, how will you look like? That's an impure thought. That's not a good thought. That's not of the flesh. What if this driver slip off and the vehicle do? In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke that thought. That's the guy is looking at me. It's an impure thought. Look, I've had terrible thoughts too. If I'm president of Nigeria, imagine don't thought to just if I'm president of Nigeria, I'll kill people, especially the Muslims and jihadists who killed our people in northern Nigeria. That's an impure thought. Thinking of killing people. See, if I keep mentioning impure thought, it will shock you. It will shock you. All kinds of they are rubbish thoughts. It's part of the world. Say me, I don't have all this fornication, but your own is your heart that is bad. Your thought is not good. Don't speak in tongues on top of it, though. Don't do it, though. Send through it. And I bless God for that brother who asked me this. And I taught him the difference between evil thought and thought of evil. Two mighty difference in the scripture. Evil thought and thought of evil. And he delivered me. Should we go along that line?
Yes.
What is evil thoughts? Matthew 15:19. You see, blessed are the pure. Talk to me now. Blessed are the pure. It's as if sisters did not come today. They are hungry. Blessed are the pure. Brothers are here. Blessed are the pure. For they shall. So it's a disturbing scripture. It disturbs me. Lord. So blessed are the pure enough for they shall see God. My own heart is not pure. Meaning I will not. So I knew I was going to a fire. Not for fornicating, but for thinking badly. You won't get to heaven. It became a worry. Don't let me go on describing for you. Rest is far. Yes, read for me. Louder, Pastor. Out of the heart proceeds. Lenny, have you seen it? Have you seen it? Matthew 15:19. But Matthew says, some people don't know how to open Bible in this discipleship of this. So, opening Bible is tough. Eh? Oh, they're just coming. Oh, these new people.
Yes.
Okay. Venia has been struggling to open Matthew. She's part of the people that will allow us to close late. If we close late in this meeting, everybody just go to Venia. She made us close late. Brother Jai, let's stay with the brother. Brothers are on fire here. I think I should stay with brothers here today. Read, brother.
Out of the heart
proceed
evil thoughts.
Out of the heart proceed what?
Evil thoughts.
Out of where? 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 The heart. It's from here. It proceed out. Go on.
Murders.
Murders. Where does murder proceed from? It's not by mistake. Oh. Yes?
Adultery.
So if you fornicate with a lady or with a brother, or you do it on phone or whatever, where does it proceed from? You see that? Go on.
Fornication.
Yes?
Theft.
Stealing.
False witness.
Blasphemy. Go on.
Okay.
It comes
to the things which define a man.
What defines a man? These things. So number one among them is what? Impure thoughts. Evil thoughts. So when evil thought comes out of me, it has already what? Defiled me before who? Now, if you fornicate, does it defile you? Talk to me loud and clear. If you bear false witness, does it defile you? If you blaspheme, does it defile you? If you think bad, does it defile you? So is there higher sin or lower sin? Imagine if I think impure thoughts now, and somebody impregnated 14 girls, we are deceived before God. I didn't like that. I said, oh no, this is not good. What that person did is more bad than. You understand? Imagine me in church now, and imagine bad things concerning a sister. But there's a brother there who is aborting for 4 girls. To heaven, we are deceived. I told you, this category is by, that's it. You know my ways now. That's it. You will both suffer in hellfire, same way. For thinking impure, he said yes. If I start mentioning impure thoughts, we will not live here. But we say, there are some things is impure. You just some are even harmless. It's not bad, but it's not good. Imagine this, we'll just say, they don't like me in this house. Maybe if I fall sick, everybody will be concerned. That's an impure thought. You see, she said what? You want to fall sick to create attention? That's selfishness. That's an impure thought. Whatever is not in line with God's word is what? If I go on, and you say, time will fail me to teach on thoughts. Okay, so evil thoughts. Did you see that one? So I now observe that, where is evil thoughts coming from? Hope you know the Bible called you, there are two names Bible called you, the one inside you. He calls it your heart. He calls you inner man, the man within. So if they say your heart, it's not the one doing two. That's not your heart. Though. That's part of your body. There is an organ in the body. Because today, God, they change hearts. So when we change this person's heart, does that mean all the things in the life of this person enters this person? Do you know the person that they transplant the heart can wake up and speak and think normally, but with somebody else's heart? You are not following me. Can no one call it heart transplant? Do you know that? Kanu, you don't know Kanu. Where were you born, sir? Kanu is a footballer. He did heart transplant. And when they gave him so-called heart, or whosoever heart they gave him, he still woke up and still knew he was a footballer. I thought if they give him the heart of somebody working in the bakery, he should wake up as a baker. So say with me, my real heart is the real me. It's not this one pumping blood. So when the Bible says, out of your heart, your real self, proceed evil thoughts. You see that? Now, according to scriptures, that real self was crucified on the cross. That old nature that thinks evil thoughts was crucified. So I cannot have evil thoughts. No. To have evil thoughts is to call God a liar. See, don't go say, but uncle, it's not uncle, it's the word of God. So I said, I can't have evil thoughts. The man that can have evil thoughts died on the cross. So let's answer the question correctly. Anytime you are in error, go back to scripture. Anytime you are in confusion, go back to scripture. Don't look at the explanation from your end. Look at it from the word. From your end is more confusion. From the word is clarification. This saved my Christian life. A lot of confusion bombarded me. I was tired of Christianity. I will rise for 4 months. I will be down for another 2 months. I will be on fire for 6 months. Again, it was terrible. So the Lord said to me, look at my word. What was the first question that Satan presented to me in that battle. Say, if you're a son of God, turn this stone to bread. How did I first answer? It is written. That's how you answer devil. Every time anything comes to you, what has been written concerning that? So, thought of evil, Ephesians chapter 6. Translations, all translations should bring it out. It will come out well. Ephesians chapter 6, I think verse 16, I guess.
Above all,
watch this, taking the shield of faith. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Above all of this, taking the shield of faith.
Wherewith ye shall be able to
quench what?
All the fiery darts of the wicked.
Every fiery dart. Brother, sister, did I advise you to go and get NIV? I think I did. Don't use old King James again. Everybody here, go and buy new King James, NIV, NLT. Why? Old King James is not our language. It's not going to help you. It's a fairy that. What's that? You don't understand. Another translation? Please, Brother Matthew, always ask all our friends, do you have a new King James Bible now? Yes? Another translation? Amplified will read for us after this. Let's amplify, read first. Amplified? Eh? Verse 16. Hey, where are you, sister? We've been shouting verse 16 since we came.
Above all, lift up the shield of faith with which you have extinguished all the flaming arrows of the
wicked. Hey, you will extinguish all the flaming arrows. Another translation. You see? In every situation,
take the shield of faith, and with it you'll be able to extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one.
The flaming arrows of who? Talk to me. The flaming arrows of the who? Now, that tells you, the evil one has an arrow that he shoots at you. Evil one. And the weapon of the evil one are thoughts. Satan's mightiest weapon is a thought. The battlefield of your life is in your mind. Is the greatest battleground. Is your mind. So the evil one has an arrow. What's your name? Faith. Oh, then we are discussing faith now. The evil one has an arrow to be shot against you, faith. And that arrow is a thought. Where was God before he made the world? Who is shooting at you now? The evil one. Let's question what he did. Don't just be a mumu. What did he come to speak to Eve on? As God said, you should. He has given Eve a thought to think on. That's it. Thoughts of the evil one. Evil thoughts, my own. Thoughts of the evil one, not my own. Have I been delivered from evil thoughts? Yes, by the cross. Am I delivered from thoughts of evil? No. Thoughts of evil will continue to rapture. Yes. So every time they fire it, what did they say you should lift up? The shield of faith. And faith coming by what? Hearing. And hearing by the word. So every word of God you are hearing now, you see, you are receiving light now. Take for instance. Yeah, it may not be with you, sisters, but maybe with you, brothers. You are now be open, oh, confess, oh, don't lie, oh, but I have a witness. You will be in the middle of prayer and a thought of sex will enter your mind. Raise your hand if it has happened to you before. Raise it properly. It's most of the time with your brothers. Yes. You see, you boys are more active sexually than you people. In the middle of prayer, you know that you were really praying. It's not that you were joking. Yes or no? It will just come. You know, before, when such thought comes to me, I will abandon. You know, I'm ascending. I'm, oh, thou art worthy. And my heart is going. Satan knows that this boy is climbing. climbing. Fire! You know what they want me to do? Those times I'll just say, ah, oh Lord, Holy Spirit, where will my heart be pure? From eye level, that's what they want. Sometimes, it is the thought of what you have done in the past that is wrong. Who has experienced that? Can I say, huh? You say that. That's thoughts of you, the one. Yo, you are the Lord. That's it. Fire! Your joy, just do what? Talk to me now. What do you likely say when he comes back? You might find yourself saying, God, forgive me. And I let that have asked for forgiveness on that matter. Sins. In fact, sins. Sometimes if a preacher mentioned something around it, what from the message, fire! Bah, 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 from the message. Oh. Are you hearing me? Thoughts of the evil one. So, you know, as the Lord, I say, okay, devil, okay, I get you now. The evil thought was crucified. I can't have it. So, thought of the evil one is knocking at your door to make it your thoughts. Brother, they send it to you. They are now checking, is he crucified? When you now make it your thoughts, it becomes a problem. Before, you know what I used to do? The understanding was that I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you. Don't let me describe some terrible things. As I say, Lord, I didn't plan to see this one when I came. I was leaving my home. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Out! If you are not careful, you will be barking like dog. Because thoughts of the evil one can come maybe 50 times in a day. Yes or no? So, if you are not able to find yourself, go! Leave now! Go! If you are going like that on the street,
is that brother alright?
Imagine you are sitting now in a naming ceremony. They are about to serve you, and you just say, go! The person is about to serve you. He may likely, you know, he check you again and be like, I'm sorry, sister, I wasn't talking to you. Oh, okay, sir. 15 minutes after, Shabbat, go! When I saw that, may my life not resemble a dog. I had to, Lord, what's the answer? Then the Lord taught me this. He said, when somebody is no more a factor, you ignore. Eh? This man called Lucifer was defeated on the cross. You are no more a factor. So watch this. Before, Satan likes attention. No? When you're not saying, no, now thoughts cannot dominate me. They say, we're engaging now. He likes you to be engaged. Now, for some of you, your mood changes. Now, you are the one. Okay, we'll see later. The next moment, your face is down. This is what happened. Nothing. No, they fired him. They fired him. He just changed moody. Thoughts of the past. Where? I wish it that thing never happened. Has it happened? Has it happened?
Yes,
sir. I wish it. There's a torment of I wish it never happened. It's a big torment. The Lord now taught me. He said, why are you treating the devil as if it's important? I disarmed him on the cross. I put him to public shame according to Colossians chapter 2. Ignore him. Let me ask you, which one will pain you most? If I walk up here, my brother, and then you greet me, say, brother, good morning, and I say, good morning. And I walk away. Or, I came here and just say, good morning. I didn't even answer you like you are, I don't know you are there. Which one pains you most? If I still manage and answer you, at least it's something. But to do and see you are not there, it's safe. I began to ignore the devil. When he sends me thought of evil, ignore. Ignore. It's not my thought. Ignore. It was not first easy. But the more I practice the crucified life, the life that does not respond to Lucifer, you don't respond. Especially when the thought is bringing are his own thoughts. The thought he has for me are the thought of what? Peace and not of evil. to give my next living. That's where I should concentrate on. You know, I practically saw in my spiritual life that attack of thoughts of evil began to reduce. I mean, reduce drastically, that I could go and I'll be wondering, wow, there are no evil thoughts today. I mean, there are no thoughts of evil today. You know why? When you practice ignoring, it's because you are focusing on something else. Where? The cross. Looking onto who? Not looking onto some thoughts of evil that is around. Have you ever seen? No. May God deliver your heart. You are sleeping sometimes in the night. You just hear crack, fire, pa, 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 pa. They'll just, if I'm not about to enter, how will it look like if the nurse you are living in the room? How can some thoughts? Impure. Even if it is something that fell, you would think it's gunshot. Am I saying something?
Yes, sir.
Oh God. It is this impure thought that have piled up in people's hearts and made people practically fearful people. You are even around you now is the spirit of fear. You fear everything. The day I was inside the aeroplane and then something happened. I don't know what they say. I think they call it turbulence or something. I don't like that experience. And then whoever was driving, the pilot, he just released the aircraft in which, and we went. Brother, that is the one experience that is making me to avoid aeroplane. I'm not joking. We were going like this, and then suddenly, hey, come and see, screen me. First class screen. Screen me that will deafen your ears. Even me at that time, that's all we know if you know Jesus. You know, there's a difference between Jesus and Jesus. Eh? You know, there's a difference. And there's a difference between yeah. That's when we know the substance in you, whether it's yeah substance. Or beside me was a Chinese. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I forgot to someone that was beside me. A Muslim, yes. Muslim here, Chinese here. When that event happened, oh, I know the other one. Ya Allah, or whatever. This Chinese, I didn't know what that one was calling. See, even me. Hey, impure thought is not good. Reject it, my friends. It piles up fear. I'm a very fearful person. I had an encounter with a spirit, very terrible, live with my eyes open, a demonic spirit. While I was young, and it came in the dark, like a bear animal, walked up live, not in my dream, and was pinching me. It was in the dark. So when I woke up, I saw it pinching. So I stretched my hand and touched an animal. Not that I was in the third level, right in the room. Do you guess what? When you touch an animal by around 1 or a.m. or 2, yeah. Oh God. That event is a terrible event in my life. Do you know, upon my being born again, baptism in the Holy Spirit, I have not understood the cross that time. I can't pray in the dark. You can't off light to sleep. You will off light. I will think something is by my ear like this. Have you seen instances whereby you are going to something? Because anytime something is not clear, watch this. Anytime something is not clear, the next thing you interpret it to be is as a result of the thoughts that have ruled you for a while. Listen to me. Oh, I remember one time that I saw something on the floor. You see, impure thoughts gathered for me that that's a snake. Whereas, it's not a snake. Do you know somebody else can come and say, it's not a snake now? everybody sees by the perspective of the impure thoughts that have gathered in your mind. After I did that, and it's in the norm of, I ran away. By the time I came in the morning, I saw the clothes. I was angry. I said, so, you are capable of holding me as a slave. Please, is it that clothes that really helped me as a slave? What helped me as a slave? My thoughts. I've heard of accident of and no scratch, nothing. Four people have died. There was no scratch, no blood, no fire, nothing. But four have died. What killed them? Accumulation of thoughts of fear leads to shock. We are this crucified life. If he returns to the church, we will stop hearing some bad news. I'm telling you. Accumulation. Some of you, as you are sitting here, fear has piled up in you. But now, it's not obvious. It's not obvious. You talk in tongues on top of it. When I came down from that plane, you see, I wanted to witness to the Muslim before. Can I witness now? You see, till the plane landed, I held the front chair like this, as if I can't lie to you. I think it's like, what? Some people at the other room say, bro, I think it's your first time. It's my first time. I understand when tire is touching the floor, when I'm in the vehicle, I can be, we are feeling the whole thing. But excuse me, do you understand where we are? But I don't joke with me with that idea of I avoided. When we landed, I checked the plane again. I saw the Spirit. It was painful. I could not witness Jesus. My preaching passion was cancelled. Why? Thoughts of fear. Now my experience from, I had to cry. I said, God, I thought after this while, I've been delivered. But I've not been delivered from this encounter with fear. It was the cross. I had to go back to the cross. You see, the revelation of the cross is going. Where did I die? I died here. Where did the thoughts of evil die? He died there. You have to keep it in your mouth. Under divine mercy, I saw a change in my life. After that aeroplane experience, I began to consciously say, Holy Spirit, it means I have allowed the cross to deal with other areas of my life. But this one, I thought it's just me. It's not me. Even this is on the cross. He died on the cross. I've had near-death experience, accident, all kinds of stuff. And I observed my disposition. I remember one at Elisha, I was almost crushed. Our vehicle was almost crushed by a trailer. I was as confident. And I said, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You don't know my fear. You've not touched animal before 1 year. You don't know it. I'm not talking about animal, it's not dog. You don't know the kind if you're off light, you've taken my sleep. You are practically taking my sleep. If it's imagine you wake up in the night and you are doing like a security man. Did you people lock that door? They've locked it before. You saw them lock it too. This is not fornication. Fear is a terrible spirit. He said, for he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of boldness. That's why some of you in your NYSC, when they say you should go to call not, you will redeploy. It's called spirit of fear. Imagine we were in the north, in Jigawa State, and we had news, about Boko Haram that time. And some of the corpus were praying in tongues. I said, yes, Lord. Even me, that was somehow afraid before, but Lord, thank you for the brethren. By the time it was time for posting, I saw people speaking in tongues lying. Some said, I heard that some said they have epilepsy. Some said they have migraine headache. With fake doctor's report. Pastors were calling, hello, please don't let your mother die of heart attack or things like that. Please redeploy. What has led people to that? Tongue speaking people, lying. Spirit of what? Fear. And fear, as faith comes by hearing, fear also comes by hearing. If you spread fear, remove the F, what do you have? That's the greatest place fear enters your life. What you hear. That's why when you send me WhatsApp video, I don't click it up. You can never see me any. No, my brother is there. Even when they send WhatsApp video on our WhatsApp platform, I tell them, first explain the video. Explain it below what it is about. That's what give me the information to click it. Else, I don't want to feed my fear. I don't care what you say. My wife sent me a video yesterday. Sister, have you seen this video? It's so nice. I said, it's about what? It's not. It's about what? Then she explained, oh, it's about this and all right. I have seen it before. I don't click on. I guide my mind. Did you get to that point? You know the difference between evil thought and thought of evil now? What do you do to thought of evil? Ignore. Okay, so that was a digression. It happens like that. Was he helpful? Very helpful? Was he very helpful? So, they that are Christ, that's where we came from. Ask, oh Lord, I remember it's today we are going no more. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with their affections and loves. And I will say, this is our body, but the fallen nature is the flesh. Is that not where we are coming from? Alright. Now, observe this. The works of the flesh, they are impure thoughts. Who's reading it? That's where we branch off. So let's go back to our trunk now. Impure thoughts, and it goes on and on and on like that. Do you want to read for us? Nobody. Galatians 5:19. Are manifest.
Which are these?
Adultery.
Fornication.
Uncleanness. Oh, this King James. Who was reading that simpler translation? Is it English?
Everyone knows the kinds of bad things that people do by their own human power.
Okay.
I'm reading NLT. Just read it.
Just go on.
Okay. By their own human power.
Right.
They have sex with people who are not their own wife or husband.
Did you see that? And you can have it also by watching it. Is the same. Go on.
They think and they do dirty things.
They think and they do dirty things.
They do things that people ought to be very ashamed to do.
You see that? You see what is going on in our environment now? People do what terrible things on. Be careful of TikTok. I don't check TikTok. It's called consecration. Now, you see, that's where we are going. Crucified life is summed up in consecration. And I want to trust God, we will teach you what consecration is. From the Old Testament, the New Testament. Go on.
They worship false gods.
Shameful things that should not be discussed. Go on.
They worship false gods.
Yes.
They ask bad spirits to help them.
You see that? Yahoo boys. Are Yahoo boys here too? Oh, praise God, they are not here. Go on.
They become enemies and they fight.
They fight?
They hate other people.
Why is that brother laughing? Hey, let's know what's going on there. Brother, take mic. This is retreat. It's conference. We'll ignore it. I was talking, he was laughing. You say we should continue. No. Oh, yeah, brother. Why did you laugh? And there is you and the keyboard is going to laugh. It's called retreat. Yes, bro. Back to it. In fact, we can close and share the grace here. They must tell us why they are laughing. Oh, yeah, brother, who? Hallelujah. Ah, this is serious message. Please get me a chair. I have one here.
Actually, when I
Holy Spirit, he's becoming serious now.
Alright, when I started doing wrong work, you came on me, see, I started dressing like a robot.
No, you said you started dressing like a robot.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, there's a work you did that made you dress like that.
Yes, sir. I thought that really dressed.
Okay.
It was like,
it's like, yeah, good, brother. Thank you. Keep watching him. Alright, we can move. Go on.
They become enemies and they fight.
They become enemies and they fight.
They hate other people because they themselves want to be like those people.
Envy. Some of you, let us describe these works of the flesh. You know, sometimes you will be angry at someone, not because of that person, but the person is occupying your space and is taking the glory that's supposed to belong to you. Do you know that from primary school, they taught us the work of the flesh? First position, second position, third position is the work of the flesh. You are first. You are second. What happens to the boy that is last position? If they do end of year party, what will the parents be saying? They say, see your mates. Do you know what they are building? They are building the spirit of hatred and competition. Especially if he maintains that position over a time. So flesh system is this world system. Let me ask you a question. If you go to check your results and all of you in the class fail that exam, do you cry? Do you feel bad? You go there and be like, everybody, it is well in put me now. Everybody failed. No, it is well. The Lord will deliver us. What did we now do? Have you got it? Governor, I say, that's how we saw it. I think all of us should go and meet the lecturer. But if you check the result and two of you failed, or you alone, what will happen? That's when you will remember that God and I'm serving you. How can you be only me? Your tears is not real. If there are four people in an area that have not gained admission to university, and they are four friends, how do they all feel? Association of no, not yet admission. They are happy. They can pray together, stand together. The Lord will do it for us. The Lord will encourage us. The association will prosper. They may have a president and secretary. It's okay. But the day two or one gain admission, you will now be saying, but I used to read more than. When three now gain, remaining one. You will likely hear people say, none of you were together. How come your own? Do you know that brings thoughts? Now, those feelings of depression, they are not real. Why is it that if they don't get admission for 5 years, nobody is moved? They may be moved together, but they are not really. But when somebody escapes, then you will see the power of the flesh. Especially when this one is now dialing the number of those ones they are not picking. The flesh is not real. He pretends. I can't describe this. He's too self-centered. It's about himself. When all of us are in the same category, flesh says it's okay. But when he has to go, I'm the only one left behind. When we snap group picture, after snapping it, it was nice, but your face didn't show very well. When they print the picture, what happened? Who do you look for in every picture, group picture?
Yes, sir.
It's a principle with us. You will not forget everybody else. After you are satisfied with yourself, you will now look for your friend. When that picture does not show your face, maybe at your side, one thing stained it or whatever, you say, sir, this picture is not fine. Is it the picture that is not fine, or it's yourself that didn't show? You condemn the whole picture because what satisfies yourself is not there. We we've been trained. So praise even day. We want to call on what your life is Samuel as the first position.
Parents are already looking at their son. That's alright. That's somebody's son. It's only food, you know. I'll tell your father. The boy on his in the end of that party day is already sad. He's when I say, come on, pray me. He's already angry.
Second position is John St. James.
Okay. So even second, you did not know.
Third position is Sarah.
Then the boy begins to shake. You hear the mother say, Auntie, well done, no. Well done. I said, I should ask, which position is my son? Mommy, see, your son needs a lot of whatever. He's actually taught to the last. So, all right, thank you. As they are going on, the beating can stop. Now, when they resume the next time, the boy looks at his mate with two views. One, either with a view of a threat, or I cannot be better than them. Some of you, that's what you brought to the university. You want to be top of your class. Question about the flesh is for what? Is top of the class for what? For what? What's that reading there? Let's just rush and finish. For what do you want to be what you say you want to be? For what? Most of the time, it's for the flesh, yourself. Can I go? You will not, you will continue to listen. What's your name? Rebecca, yes. When you go to saloon to make air, who do you make it for?
Yeah, brother, maybe you should close over here.
So you're saying, no, I will raise this one. Who do you make air for? It's yourself. How many of you know, it's a time we feel of. Let's go back to the Bible. A woman is under authority of her husband or her father. Whatever you do is, as children, even those of us that are male, is under the authority of our parents. Oh Lord, I can't teach this. Oh, can I go on? He says it's as serious in the Old Testament that as a male son, once your father is alive, you can't bring a wife that your father did not approve. Oh, you are not with me. They had to tell Eliezer, put your hand upon my thigh and bind yourself with an oath that you will not bring for my wife. And Isaac dare not complain. You see, some things, civilization have changed some things. And because our fathers are traceable to idol worshippers, many of them are not spiritual. They don't know the Lord. So God had to allow a permission. Oh, Lord. You are not with me. Parental issue. The Bible says whoever does not honor his parents in the Old Testament should be killed. Paul repeated it in Ephesians. But the problem is, when our parents don't know Jesus, those ones are not the one we are talking about. When our parents are full of self, those are not the people we submit to. We honor them, but we don't submit to all their dictates. There's a difference. You can disagree with your parents honorably. What you must never do is to dishonor them. The command is honor. Not agree on all things is different. I can disagree with my father like this on my knees. Daddy, I cannot do that.
I can even prostrate. Danny, please. It's because that's what God's word says. I can't dishonor you, and I cannot disobey God. You see?
Never! Mandri has kifalos, come on, sir. That you can't break my fire. Never, sir. I know, I knew the encounter with the angels of God. I knew how Romans chapter 4 verse 16 broke in my spirit. If mommy tells daddy, I can't compromise.
Excuse me, you are stupid. Honor your father and your mother. You can disagree honorably.
So, that's something to teach for growing disciples. So, parents is a strong issue. I wish I can spend time more on this. I wish God's view of parents is serious. That's why if you are not praying for the salvation of your parents, you better start praying, because a lot has to do with their understanding of the word of God. Now, so if you are wise, slotting materials in the house, put messages. If you are wise, daddy, this message, it will bless you. So, this is where we're going. It was this lady that made us so shit. Now, you are under your parents, yes or no? You sisters, transfer comes from your parent to your husband. Amen. It is God's way, though. In the Old Testament, even before the Old Testament started, it was God's order. For I know Abraham, he will command his children to obey me. The problem is that God has not found many parents worthy. They go to church, but they don't know Christ. They don't even know the Bible. That's the same. And it's a big problem. In fact, when you are trying to even tell them, they say, I took you to church. Oh. My father was the one that introduced us to church. And my father was the one that told me, if I see your leg in VG, I went to VG, but I went honorably. By the time you come back from VG, you're already prostrating. Daddy, the Lord touched me in that VG. It will make me a good son to you, to obey you. If I begin to stop going to the house of the Lord, I'll become rebellious to you. And I know your heart will not be happy. There's a way to speak with wisdom. When he wants to sleep in the night, he will remember your words. I'm telling you. Some of you are too, you are not a disciple. You have not learned well. Because you are not happy, you show it on your face to your mommy. But I'm not your mommy, there's nothing. I'm asking you, not, I say, mommy, nothing. Say, you want to send me something? The next time you say you want to go for a program, what would they say? No chance. It's your attitude making that. Back to where we're going. So when you go to make your air, do you know that all the things that you reflect, it points to the home where you are from? Yes or no?
Yes.
Civilization has, you know, civilization has taught us privacy. That is not in the Bible.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know you don't like it because you are educated. You know, educated old man. You are educated. And that's what we say. No, if you are educated, no, everybody should have his own privacy. Everybody should have his own. That's how there is suicide rate in the US is small because of privacy. Because people will die in their rooms. You can't knock their door. They will have been smelling first day before you, because if you knock the door, you can call 911. Yes. Privacy is like an idol. There. Excuse me, when you're knocking my door, did I invite you? Did I tell you to come? You do that again, I'm going to report you to authorities. Did you get me? They can even be crying on it. I'm telling you. I saw one video, I said, Kilo de. They cry on useless issues. You know the one that touched him? Dog died. I said, or what? Those are the people you want to be like. So you make your hair and you dress to reflect the authority you are under. So when you make your hair, you are supposed to go to your father. Dad, do you like this?
Mm-hmm. Rebecca is changing face. Dad, how do you see this clothes? Is he okay? Mom, what do you say about this? Especially when they are godly parents. Some of you don't even, in fact, it's from your room. Mommy, I'm gone, no! Especially when you know your mother, we complain on that place. It's the works of the flesh. It has led many young sisters on the day of wedding. Who do they dress for also? Themselves. You want to marry a man, and on that day he's taking you. All the dressing is for yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing a lot of Maybe we should make it to a song. Brother, you want to play on that song? Because I'm hearing Because they don't like it. It's the flesh. A sister went and fixed eyes like a hand fan. He fixed it and put cat eyes or something to look. She doesn't used to put it just to look beautiful that day for herself and for people, not for the man. She got blind. Yes, and that marriage broke. Yes, the man said, did I tell you that I want cat eyes? Is it cat and man? When you, is this, look at some of you now. You are looking quite original. You know, this is your original face. Why must you go and carry fake? It is on wedding day you now discover that, let's, you know, package, you know, like take away of wedding, package it. You know, if you package it, after you get home with your husband, what will you now do? Unpackage. So you might now say, it's not looking like, if you don't do it, the world system tells you, who are you? Why are you like this? This is the problem. Watch out for the works of the flesh. It has been crucified. Every you know why I like King James? He said, with the affections, whatever affects it and its own desires, even that was crucified. So it's not just the flesh. The things that affections, the things you like, you must crucify that. Or it's already crucified. See it like that. You see why I'm quite very slow. I want to describe it. Many of us now, when you snap picture, they edit your pimples away. Jesus. Sister, I want to start from here. Wait, how can somebody have pimples? You are blessed with pimples. It's a blessing. You know why I say it's a blessing? You have used Nixo Dam, Ella Dam, Sima Dam, every dam. It did not go. It's a blessing. Accept your blessing. Why you? My face was refreshed. It's the pictures you are seeing on status and on TikTok. And everybody shows their face now. And be singing alongside with it. I don't know what is that. And then you go to snap picture. Look at this, my brother's handsome face now. He is blessed. What is it? What's your laughter? Does he not, Brother Abraham? Does he not have pimples? Does that make him look less in handsomeness? No. Imagine we now snap a picture. His face is sound fresh. That's a lie. You are a liar. My wife is blessed with pimples. Yes. Around the forehead like this. Yes. That's how I proposed. I saw it. Yes. They now snap a picture. Everywhere was fresh. I said, sisters, please, tell that brother to return your pimples. My wife has pimples. Give me a picture that represents the one I marry. Don't give me a lie. It looks like technology, but it's a lie. Oh, you don't know the word system. You don't know. It's a lie. You look finer than you are. This picture is fine. If you are fine, it should be fine. But it is the picture that is fine. And that's what you put on Facebook and status. And you are eager to show it. Because your mind says, this is how I ought to look. How I ought to look. You don't know it's the strategy that kills revival. That's why also in our meetings, we lie. Let me tell you. I was to preach in a place in Ilorin, and as I was going with a brother, who was just yelling, in my mind, I said, Jesus, Holy Spirit, help me. Oh, hey? And somebody with my car, I said, as I was coming, I said, Jesus, you know, help me, utterance, Jesus. Because I thought they were doing everything. When I got there, it was 5 people. I don't think they were up to 7. Number one, the hall was big. So I was looking at them in the front. You know, when you enter a big hall and they are just in the front. So I said, as I got close, 5 people, somebody was cable, somebody was drums. Somebody else, man. You know what I must do? I said, praise the Lord. Can we gather the chairs? Liars! You are. Oh Lord, deliver us from the flesh.
Yes.
We wanted people outside to know that we are serious here. With what? Say it for me, God bless you, my dear. With what? With lies. And all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. The day God dealt with me on lies, exaggeration, a little something up. That's how I was before. And I had to cry to God. This works of the flesh. Accident will happen there. An Okada man just scratch somebody. There was blood, but it was small. By the time I will go and explain, I say, Dola, you don't know what happened today. They say, what is that? I say, accident, come and see blood. I will have said it. I will not say, wait, hey, there was blood, but they come and see blood. Did they say it? Is that the way it is? Lies! I told the brethren, please, gather the children. Can we come together? They're off those streets. Let's talk some sense. And sit down with the word of God. God helped us in that meeting. It was quite a time. And don't let me describe furthermore about that meeting. It's good to ask yourself questions. Lord, have I seen the cross properly? You know, have I seen it well? Have I seen this thing well? Play the keyboard. It is no longer I. Now, I want to draw a line there because I want to move now, finally, for this retreat, growth in the crucified life. It's no longer I that be there. But Christ, I live in me. It is no longer I live. But Christ, I live in me. In me. In me. Jesus is the life. In me, it is no
Everybody pray.
Open my eyes to live the life of the cross. I'm going to sing that song two more times. When I'm done, you stop and then you pray also. Will you submit the lifestyle of the flesh? Don't speak in tongues. This one is not tongues, it's words. Don't speak in tongues. I submit the life of the flesh. I abide by what I'm seeing in the cross. The life of death. We are dead to death. We are dead to life. Speak against that spirit of fear. I submit it to the cross. I will fear today. I will fear tomorrow. I will fear the night. What closer? I release myself to the cross. It is no, we are closing this retreat with instructions. Oh, Jesus. If I go on describing for you how we daily must carry about. This is the crucified life. Cut off. Amen. Amen.